Hello, everybody. My name is Britt Jones, and this is the Commerce Forever podcast, the show all about our unique and charming town of Commerce, Georgia. Big shout out to our sponsors this week, Wilbanks Law Firm right here in town, J.G. Simmons Heating and Air, Hyman Brown Insurance Agency, Little Ward Funeral Home. Be sure you shop local, stay local, be local. I can't brag on these sponsors enough. You know, I've dealt with each one of these personally, and I highly recommend them. You know, it's getting that time of the year again when it's starting to get warm outside, and maybe you need a brand new heating and air system, or maybe you have something that you might think is wrong with yours. Give Simmons Heating and Air a call. They are on top of it, certified professionals, and they are invested in this community. Wilbanks Law Firm. My buddy Dylan Wilbanks and Aaron Moore, two of the greatest lawyers. And let me tell you, they care about people. And that's one reason I recommend them, Wilbanks Law Firm. Hyman Brown Insurance Agency, that's who I use for my auto and home. And they will shop for you the best rate. So if you're with another insurance company right now, I suggest you give them a call and see if they can beat what you're paying now. I did, and I saved money. Hyman Brown Insurance Agency, right here in Commerce. And my buddies over at Little Ward Funeral Home, they are a group of men who have been staples in this community for so long now. And when you're going through a situation that involves a funeral home, these guys, one word comes to my mind, they are compassionate. They will take you step by step through the process to make it as easy and smooth as possible. And it's always good to plan ahead. You don't want to leave your families with the burden of having to pay for your funeral expenses. Little Ward Funeral Home, Hyman Brown Insurance Agency, Simmons Heating and Air, Wilbanks Law Firm. Can't brag on them enough. Well, I need to give a shout out to one of our seniors at Commerce High School, Mr. Tucker Flint. Tucker Flint, this past week, broke the school record in pole vault. Tucker has been pole vaulting for several years now, and it's become a passion of his, so much so that he worked so hard this track season to beat the school record. And we just want to give a shout out to Tucker Flint for his dedication and his leadership. He's a wrestling state champion, and he's on his way to being a pole vault state champion. We're cheering for you, Tucker. On today's show, we have Tiffany Furr. Tiffany Furr is a buddy of mine. She is a co-director for an upcoming play that you're going to hear about in just a little bit here in town. You know, if you've never been to a Cold Sassy Players play, you've never been to the Commerce Cultural Center to watch a play, you're missing out. You know, these guys and gals, they work hard. They practice through the week. They rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. They create their sets. And this upcoming play might be one of the best ever. So Tiffany's going to talk to us about that in a little bit and share how you can get tickets and the dates, upcoming dates, and all that good stuff. Also, let me pull this up real quick. There is a upcoming Easter parade. One thing I love about Commerce, Georgia, in our little town, is the events and the festivals and different stuff like that that we have. And this is none. This is no exception. So this is one of the best ones. And I'm pulling it up right now if I can. Sometimes it takes a little while. All right. So if you go to the Commerce Main Street Facebook page, you'll see the events. And the event coming up is April 20th. That's this coming Saturday. The Commerce Easter Parade and Egg Hunt. The Commerce Easter Parade and Egg Hunt. It's hosted by Commerce Main Street. It's Saturday from 9:45 a.m. to 12:15 p.m. And, of course, the parade will be right there in town. Can't miss it. A lot of people's going to be there, guys. and it's going to be a lot of fun. That's April 20th, Commerce Easter Parade and Egg Hunt. For more information, like I said, go to facebook.com and check out Commerce Main Street. And be sure you like their page. They're always having some their events posted and updating us what's going on in the community and all that good stuff. Also, April 23rd, Touch a Truck Commerce. Touch a Truck Commerce, April 23rd, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. That's on a Tuesday evening, Commerce City Hall. Touch a Truck. For more information, go to Commerce Main Street. And then you got the second annual Commerce Criterium Bike Race. Now, if you've ever been to Twilight in Athens, it's a huge event, and it's so much fun. Well, this is the second time Commerce has hosted the, I guess you could quote-unquote, Twilight bike race, but we call it this Commerce Criterium Bike Race, and it's the day after Twilight. It's April 28th, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. You will see many, many, many bikes in town that day, many racers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. If you went last year, you know what I'm talking about. For more information, go to the Commerce Main Street Facebook page for that. And let's see, are there any more events that we want to share before I let you hear the interview of the week? But like I said, that is one thing I love about our small community is the events that we have. It's so much fun to get together as a community, hang out with people you hadn't seen in a while. It's a lot of fun. Oh, I will say this, May 18th, one of the best festivals we have, and it is a lot of fun. It's Cruising Commerce, Historic Downtown Commerce, Saturday, May 18th, 4 to 8 p.m., 4 p.m. to 8 p.m., and you'll see some really awesome vintage cars, collectibles, all that good stuff, and it's always fun. It's a really fun festival, so hopefully you can make it out to that. You can always visit us on the web at commerceforeverpodcast.com. Email me there. Let me know what you think about the show. Give me some questions, comments. We also have a Facebook page, which is Commerce Forever. So, I hope you all have had a wonderful week, a restful weekend this past weekend. It was a great weekend. A lot of rain came in Sunday, which I love. I have a covered porch, so I go out there and I just listen to the rain fall, and I love it when it's a hard rain. And I'm a fan of thunderstorms, so it was a good day for me. But as long as everyone is safe, I'm a fan. Well, this week at Commerce City Schools, there's a lot going on. Be sure you check out everything that's going on, such as Senior Night at the baseball fields. That is tonight. And it's always good to have the community come out and support our baseball teams. In 1 second, I will tell you. Let's see. I'll tell you what time the senior night is because last year it was packed out. People from all over came to check out our seniors and give them support. Yeah, so it's tonight at 5:15, and we're going to be recognizing the seniors, and that's when they will be recognized right there. It's before their last regular season home game against Providence Academy. So go Tigers. We have, I believe, 7 seniors this year that we're going to be recognizing. So family, friends, people in the area, come on, check it out, and support these guys. Well, here's my interview with Miss Tiffany Furr. Be sure you check out the upcoming play. She's going to give you more details about it in just a second. She's also going to tell you about the Washington, D.C. trip that the Cold Sassy Players took a couple of weeks ago. She's going to let us know how that went. Well, have a great week. Signing off. Britt Jones. Well, we are here with Tiffany Furr. She is one of the co-directors for an upcoming play that is coming out in just a couple of weeks. Tiffany, how are you doing?
I am doing great.
Well, you know, you have been part of the Cold Sassy Players for a long time. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up, this next play that you've been working on and directing.
Well, the play is called Mama Won't Fly, and it is a comedy for sure. If you love to laugh, this is the play for you. We got a spontaneous mommy here who is filled with joy, and she will definitely make you laugh. She is sassy, and her daughter can definitely hang with her, and she is going to meet a lot of people. You're going to meet a lot of people on this trip with this mama. You're going to meet a daughter-in-law that's going to be introduced to this family, and you're going to meet more family, and you're going to meet more friends, and they're just as equally as funny. So bring yourself to this play, because it will be happening on the 9th, 10th, 11th, 16th, 17th, and 18th of May, and you will laugh your tails off.
Now, what's it called again?
Mama Won't Fly.
Mama Won't Fly. And where can we get tickets for that?
Actually, we will be selling tickets at the door at the Culture Center.
Awesome. So we can just show up that night and buy tickets.
That is the plan.
Now, it's also, I know that Commerce Main Street has already been posting it on their Facebook page. So if you forget about this, you can always go to the Main Street Commerce Facebook page that Natalie Thomas runs and see all the dates and more information there.
And I'm also posting it as well.
Oh, and you're posting it as well. Tiffany Furr, that's F-U-R-R. And let me ask you this. So you being behind the scenes this time, I know you have a small part, but you actually being behind the scenes, how has that been a challenge? Has it stretched you, your creativity? Tell us about that.
It definitely has been a challenge because, like my good buddy Britt here says, I am used to being on stage. Uh-huh. But this time I have been working behind the scenes. So I actually see what it's like to be behind the stage, setting set up,
yeah,
painting the set,
wow,
working with people who will get the set together. I have to give a boost to Mr. Kenny Flint. That, yeah, man is a genius, yeah, because he worked on our set. He built it. He is incredible. Hands up to him.
That's awesome. Yeah, he's a good guy. And I know,
very.
And so Danette Flint is helping out as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she is the other co-director in this play as well.
And she's got a lot of wisdom to pass on to you, I'm,
yeah,
sure.
She has given me so much input. She has become my teacher all over again, because,
oh, yeah,
she is the reason why I first got into drama as a little middle schooler in sixth grade. So,
oh, that's awesome. That's really,
yeah,
it's coming full circle.
It is.
You know?
I think she's like trying to groom me into becoming.
I think that's probably what she's doing. She's got motives. tell us, what was it like? I know that I talked to Rashada Wood a couple weeks ago on the podcast,
mm-hmm,
and it was before y'all went to D.C., but
right,
y'all went to D.C.
We
last
have.
Week, and you did the play, The God of Oz, which is awesome.
Yes.
Tell us about that experience, taking the show on the road.
Oh, my goodness. That was a blast. First of all, we went to D.C.,
mm-hmm,
so D.C. was like a historical enlightenment for me.
Yeah.
Anybody that knows me knows that history is my mojo.
Mm-hmm.
I would go full force history. I'm a guru at the heart.
That's awesome.
So being able to see the Capitol and the White House and the MLK Memorial,
uh-huh,
it was perfect.
Yeah.
And then going into Bowie Performing Arts Center, it was immaculate.
It's
that stage,
isn't it?
Was beautiful. They had a balcony. And I was like, if I was ever an audience member in here, I would sit at the balcony. But as soon as I got on the stage, I did a twirl and sat my first line. So, like, the prop manager there, he was like, uh-oh, the superstar that came into the building. But, no, it was great. It was great to be able to do the show at that stage. We had a phenomenal night. The play was amazing. It went well. The little kids in the play did such a great job. Their faces were so thrilled, so excited. And they were like, can we sit next to each other? They were so cute, the sweetest little thing. And our director, we made her so proud. So I was happy that we were able to do that.
Yeah. And it's probably not over. I believe there's going to be a couple more performances of The God of Oz coming up in the future.
I think so. Yeah. It went too well.
Yeah, it's hard. It went too well for just hanging up on the shelf, you know?
I agree. I think we're going to see something. Too many people are asking us to do that show,
yeah,
again.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Tiffany, thank you for coming on.
I'm so excited that you were able to share about the upcoming play, Mama Won't Fly.
Yes.
So, but I'll be promoting that on the next couple of weeks on the show as well to get people excited about it.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a good day.
Thank you very much. You too.
Well, thank you, Tiffany, so much for being on the show and for sharing your heart about the play that's coming up. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it. And Tiffany is one of our subs at Commerce City Schools, and she has a heart for kids. She loves the kids, and they love her. And we are grateful that she is a part of our community here in Commerce. Be sure you check out all the events coming up. We will see you this coming Saturday at the Easter Egg Hunt and Parade in downtown Commerce. May God bless you. Have a great rest of the week.